With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Whoa there, whoa. Nathan, Nessie.
Hang on, where am I going?
Come on, bring her around.
Whoa.
Come on.
I've
come to a stop. Bring Nelly. Bring around. Oh, this is so stressful. I've stopped in the living room.
Hang on, I'm coming.
You haven't even slowed the gallop. You've just... Lost a leg.
Yeah, no, this horse is lost a leg. I'm just kind of balanced on his bum.
It's a mime horse.
Oh, what did you?
I pulled up. The whole point was we ride in and go, I bring word from Podchamps.
Oh, I was doing a special bum balance horse ride for the Adventure Time Fun extravagance.
I mean, that sounds ridiculous for one.
We're going to have to put that horse down. Yeah. Do you have any dog food factories around?
Oh, Jesus Christ, this is such a shambles.
It sucks.
Pod Shambles.
Good evening and welcome to Pod Shambles. I'm joined by, as ever, Mike Pohost, Paddy.
Mike
Jones.
Pohost. You tried to say Mike Pohost. You said Mike Pohost.
Paddy, this is
as ever. I'm joined by Mike Pohost.
Keep it calm. This is not something I'm very used to.
Yeah,
Paddy.
I'm Mike Pohost.
Are you the shock jock?
I flew over here, and the first plane out from Maryland.
People can't see you doing that. All I said before this bit was, right, come with me here. I want to do a sensible intro because I think that'd be really funny. Within 8 seconds.
You knew.
Oh no, here comes big torpedo of bollocks from Paddy.
Hang on, you knew from the second you called me Mike Pohost, I was going to go with that.
I didn't do it on purpose.
And then I came up with the classic character, Mike Pohost.
Hello everyone, you're just actually listening to the Pod Shambles and it's, as usual, pretty fucking chaotic.
Oh, whoa.
Because today...
All kinds of fun
today,
fireworks.
Today, Paddy and I are both exceptionally tired, aren't
I feel like we say that more and more.
As
we get older.
Well, if you chart through this, it's our youthful enthusiasm slowly waning through the series.
Maybe my pituitary gland is off.
Okay, well that would be... I mean, that would affect your... puberty more than anything else, right? I think.
Yeah, and what happens when you become a teenager? Get tired.
You've definitely... I mean, I hate to say this. I've seen your schlong and you've gone through puberty. Actually, I haven't seen it in quite a while. I used to keep very detailed notes about it. Do you remember in 1993 when
this
little spot on...
How are you?
Imagine if I kept a cock diary.
You kept a cock diary.
And I kept like.
Have you not, we even said this in the last episode and the episode before.
What, cock diary?
We've become. So I like the idea that it's just a calendar with pictures of hands on it.
What were you expecting, Paddy? It's just my cock calendar.
We've become so just flagrantly rude.
What, to each other or generally?
Like a naughty 20s damn, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're a terrible man, you're a terrible man. You're telling me that my jewels don't even belong with Elsinore, but I'm fine.
On the subject of dams, I came up with a new character the other day who you are going to go bananas
for. Maybe we'll talk about those later.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
But we're both really knackered, aren't we? Because we've had busy old times.
It's been a long time.
On today, I made the really bad error of going for a run, which I've been told time and time again is a bad idea.
Yeah, but you keep doing it.
Yeah,
you're only hurting yourself.
I know.
You're in charge of your own destiny, as we all know from the video game Destiny.
Which
we went to the launch of, by the way. Mentioned that couple of times.
Mentioned that a couple of times.
Yes, we have.
We haven't been invited back, have we?
No, not yet. But apparently,
Bill Nighy personally said, He didn't want us there.
No, I don't want to see
That's
them.
It's just drunk panic.
It's just me. Hello. So you went for a run.
I went for a run and
you ran from the zombies. Not, and that's not a woe.
Oh yeah,
setup.
Have I not talked about this before? I've
got a
very
cool app.
Very cool app plug. It's called Run Zombies. Run Zombies 3, third iteration, and it's like a interactive story. Much like Choose Your Own Adventure.
Yeah.
News to come on that later.
Oh yeah.
And you hear little 5-minute bursts. And a really, really cool zombie story.
Yeah.
And then you have to run. You are a runner in this zombie world, and
so
you have to go and get
in.
Supply, and you get headphones in, and you paste these little clips, and every so often, if you turn on an option, you're building up your town. It's called something township, I can't remember.
Zomville.
Very well found with voice actors and stuff. But you can put on every so often, you get a little.
Oh no.
And the guy comes in the ring and goes, oh my god, run a 5, you gotta run, the zombies are after you, and you have to up your pace and go particularly fast, otherwise they eat you.
That's a really cool way of getting do you download the whole thing or is it online?
No, you download the whole thing, you have to download the episodes. It's really good. It's like £1.50 for the first 30 episodes, and after that you have to start paying quite a lot of money, but
it's okay.
It's really good. And we were saying in the pub we should totally make one.
With
all our expertise
in app knowledge.
All the coding.
We can make it
3G.
Exactly. We can make it 3G. And
what does that mean? You just went 3G and did a circle with your finger, and I don't think that means what you think
that's
it means.
That's 3G. It's,
why
it's,
is that 3G?
It's synergy. It's business symbiotic empathy.
What's happened? Is this what you've been doing?
No,
a business
saying,
course.
Actually, if we made an app, it wouldn't be on 3G. 3G's too modern.
It'd be on WAP.
WAP!
It would only be available on WAP. Oh, watch out! WAP on the way!
Yeah, and we have our little, but you know, it's like those Mac and PC adverts, isn't it? We're just like, I'm 3G. Or is
I'm
4G?
WAP!
WAP is really not. It's 3G and 4G, right?
And
3G, and it's the slightly stuffy.
No, 3G, 4G, and WAP.
Yeah, and then, but that's the thing, you think it's just 3G and 4G, and then in the middle of the screen, and don't forget WAP!
So 3G and 4G are just quite trendy, but 4G is maybe a bit more tech savvy, and he's like, I'm just a bit faster, but 3G is still my friend, we still go for it. But I'm WAP! I haven't been used since 1997!
With like a comedy hammer, and he's like, WAP!
No,
WAP!
He's less humor, he's less humorful than that.
Looks like you're on the metro system. Would you like to access the internet? Thank God WAP is here.
Maybe you'd like to search with Lycos using WAP.
Do you need to ask Jeeves anything? WAP ahoy!
WAP ahoy!
And Captain WAP is, you know...
Perhaps you'd like to maintain your GeoCities website.
Yeah. Oh, Netscape comes included. Opera is last week.
Opera's a browser. God, you're mixing up your ISPs and your browsers again.
Well, that's just me. That's WAP.
So that might explain why you've largely been using
Captain
WAP.
Captain WAP.
So yeah.
It will be, so you've been running and you're very tired.
Just constantly, since the last podcast.
And then you got
away
in.
From my
you
troubles.
You made us dinner.
I made us dinner. Bangers and tatties.
Bangers and mash. And, included in Paddy's gravy, a big bit of wood.
That was...
big bit of wood, especially for pads.
Let me just explain myself. I am worried because you've got awfully pale recently and you drink a lot of tomato juice. I thought you might be a vampire. So I thought I'd stick a little wooden steak in your dinner.
To jar
just
my...
Just in case you went...
My trachea. Trachea?
Either.
Or. okay, well, yeah, look, there was wood in my dinner, but it was still delicious.
Yeah, it was hickory.
Hickory.
It wasn't. It was part of the spoon. We both know it was part of the spoon.
We both know it was part of the spoon. We had a lovely dinner. Well, why am I so tired?
You moved a load of stuff today because we're looking after some of our mates' stuff.
Yeah, I did big house move for Johnny. Johnny's off to the States, and so we're looking after a lot of his stuff.
Basically, we're looking after all the entire contents of his food cupboard, which
exactly.
He said we can have.
All the food,
which
we've got.
Brilliant.
We've got all of
the, Johnny,
all
Johnny,
of the instruments.
Johnny is a responsible adult, and as such has a burgeoning spice collection.
It's amazing.
And like three different kinds of olive oil, and like loads of tea bags, and great salt. I never thought I'd appreciate great salt until it was in front of me.
Expensive salt.
Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. And we've just managed to roll our ass backwards into all this stuff just because
it's amazing.
It would
and we
go
put it all
otherwise.
Into dinner. Every herb
was
in dinner.
We just
cumin,
had a big...
got it. Sausage and turmeric, got it.
I minted the potatoes today, which I don't know if I like. It's just a memory I have of primary school. I've minted boiled potatoes.
Yeah, like mint and butter.
I don't know if I wanted that, but I still did it.
You
anyway.
Did it because we didn't have any
because
tarragon.
The police.
Fuck the police. And then, and I moved all that shit over. But
and then you went and had a pint and then you had to sit down and that was...
I did. I actually went... It's. Do you not do like... I have to separate my day something. If I've been doing something that I consider
stressful,
you have
to go and do something nice.
I have to go and do something, and like quite often it's on my own, and that's not in a sad way, but I'll go to a pub, I'll sit there, I'll get a pint of Guinness, I'll listen to my music,
yeah,
and I'll, you know, I'll do a crossword, and then I feel, and then I'm refreshed. I don't my think palate that's... is, it's my sorbet of the day.
Your sorbet, what? Your lazy sorbet.
My lazy sorbet afternoon.
I totally don't think that's crap at all. I think that's really wonderful. I need to do, I mean, I'm very lucky, I have a walk to work both ways, so it's really good. I pop my headphones in, I've got half an hour. Or if I come home and no one's in, I usually go for a little run, and that's quite nice. Or even a walk.
I just do that on my way to a gig, just put headphones in.
And you did not have a run.
I did, no, not a run. Look at me. No. WAP, don't run. WAP, run. God, I'm sorry. But we've had a really lovely week as well, which has been tiring. But
have
like,
we?
Yeah, we went to cinemas.
Oh, we did go to cinemas.
We went to see the new Hungry Games.
Oh, new Hungry Games.
Hungry Games.
The Adventures of Cake Boy and Mystique.
Mystique and Cake Boy.
Cake Boy was barely fucking in it. Cake he spent Boy. The whole time looking emaciated and evil.
Last thing, you guys had all seen, spoilers. Seen the second one, and I hadn't seen the second one.
Oh, so we were
Catching
yeah,
Fire.
Catching Fire.
Yeah, because, you know, you could say the fire is
the
catching.
Thing, yeah.
So I watched it on Netflix the other night. I wasn't really... I was playing Hearthstone. I wasn't really paying attention. As far as I could tell, it was the Hungry Games, but again.
I came watch the end with you, and that was the important bit.
Because each
out.
Film, there's fewer and fewer Hungry Games. That's
what do you
thing.
Mean? Like, there's been one
we
per film.
We got to see Cake Boy. Cake Boy
saw.
Shined in the first... Well, I mean, he's dreadful, isn't he?
But no, but at least he did his cake skills.
Yeah, he did the cake...
One.
We've talked about
in
it
in the second one,
podcast,
he just got struck by lightning and...
Yeah, and then, you know...
Keeled over.
Cake Boy, you know, rides again.
Might as well not be called Cake Boy.
You know, yeah, what... I mean, what
why are they calling him Cake Boy? If he's not going to do any cakes? Get it together, Cake Boy, you fucking cake noob!
He's got a sort of...
Oh, I can't pipe the icing, my arms are broken. Fuck off, Cake Boy!
Get out of here,
Get out of here! Get that fucking doily and stick it up your ass and build a Victoria sponge on Mystique.
Bloody Cake Boy. But it was okay, you're right.
What
it
a
was
cake
called
now.
It was called Mockingjay. And we probably can't talk about it because it's like
spoilers.
Because yeah, spoilers and stuff like that.
But it is
but that was nice.
It was nice, but it was really nice. We went with Zach and Chloe and we went to the Genesis up the road.
Yeah, it was very cheap.
I, on the other hand, on Tuesday night also went to see Interstellar. And I don't know who you've heard of that, Paddy, but it's quite a thinking film for thinking people who like.
Is it like that space one?
Yes.
Heist.
Oh, Paddy, no, bless you. No, because you don't even... Oh, gosh. I mean, some people just don't have the right nous.
Event Horizon.
Nolan films. I bet you're more of a... You're probably more of a... Or a Jerry Bruckheimer fan, I just said.
Well, whilst you were in your magic ivory IMAX...
Really good in the IMAX.
With your attractive
Matthew
wife and your... briefcase.
It was our mate Cat.
I was outside the IMAX, sat on a street corner, shitting into a bin, whilst a dog chewed at my arm, which has long since gone gangrenous, and I don't care because I'm too drunk.
That is your new performance art thing.
I'm sorry, I would have bought you a ticket, Knave, but I have to go and see Interstellar with my intellectual friends.
Yes.
Whilst I just sit there rotting.
No room for bum picker Paddy over there.
Well, the next time I go on breakmypoo.com, I'm not going to link you in. The next time I click onto LinkedIn,
please don't.
I'm not going to invite you to join my LinkedIn network.
I'm not going to endorse my poo skills.
LinkedIn. Are you on LinkedIn?
Of course I am, because I have a proper job.
Oh, fuck
no,
off.
No, hang on. That's not an insult to say that you're like a proper job is in like a boring one that requires me to be on LinkedIn. You have the freedom of a lovely job, which means you don't have to be on LinkedIn. You can do stuff like get pissed at your job.
I'm on Quid Quo.
What's
I don't know what that is.
Quid Quo is like a cashback program.
I heard an advert like an hour ago.
It's stuck in my head. You're on cashforgoals.com.
I've been waiting to use the word Quid Quo. Quid Quo.
Quid Quo. Quid Quo. Quo.
Quid Quo. Quo. Quash for quo.
I think now is as good a time as any to move on to the next section of the podcast.
Butternut quash.
And the blast off.
Peas and Pod, they're a popular piece of the Peapod podcast piece. Peas and Pod and Frank Muniz and the keys are on his knees. Peas and Pod and Frank Muniz and the keys are on his Peapod podcast. Peapod podcast, Peapod podcast, Frankie Muniz keys, Peapod peas. Peapod got peas. Please?
Why? Why would you... Why?
Peas. Please.
So, I'm sorry to just to backpedal a bit. I mentioned earlier I had little idea for a new character, right?
Now, well, I'm sorry. All I can see is you wearing a baseball cap with a little propeller on it, cycling backwards on a tricycle really fast.
Watch out, Mom!
Going downhill into traffic.
You think you're backpedaling? You're just going down a ravine.
Exactly. I'm actually just on the bike, but just the falling other facing the wrong way, just pedaling furiously. No, oh. I had. Little idea for great new character.
Oh, excellent.
Right? Are you ready for this?
Okay. A juicy new character.
This is gonna blow your fucking socks off, alright? Your little cotton socks.
I do have special fucking socks.
Alright. He/she
Kid.
Could start.
Strong start.
Is called Jean-Claude Grandam.
Oh.
So.
How could it be a she?
Jean-Claude Grandam. Okay, you know Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I heard of him.
You know what a Grandam is? The Grandam of the theatre. So it's Jean-Claude Van Damme, but he has gone undercover. Okay, Jean-Claude's got himself into a bit of a pickle. A bit of a little pickle with Coors Light or whatever it is he fucking endorses these days. So he's turned away from like hardcore fighting, yeah, and he's had to hide out.
Hardcore beard licking.
He's had to hide out on Broadway. Okay, where he's become a star, and now he's Jean-Claude Grandam. And so it could be really funny. Like, he could be kicking ass, right?
Why? Surely people would then go, "Oh, that's a big burly man over there."
Oh no, it isn't, because they go, "But where do I know him from?" Oh, it's from the latest production of The Queen on Broadway, because he plays the Queen. He's like Helen Mirren, right?
Yes.
Or Judi Dench, or one of the other Grandams.
I am the Queen.
You know, Jessica Tandy. Someone like that.
Jessica Tandy,
who has been dead for 20 years. Yes. I thought she was still alive. Looked her up earlier.
No.
Dead.
Was that your example of a grand dame?
Yeah, grand dame. Jessica Tandy. Yeah. This whole character is so contemporary.
Jean-Claude.
I bet most of our listeners have gone, what the fuck is a grand dame? A grand dame, you know, like, it's like a grand dame of theatre, when you're like an elderly woman who's seen the stage, she's seen it all, darling, she's a grand dame.
But that's not a reference that's everyone's fingertips anymore. Again, 20 years ago, it probably was.
But it rhymes so perfectly with Van Damme. Grand dame. Jean-Claude Grand dame.
It doesn't quite rhyme,
Jean-Claude
does it?
Van Damme, grand dame. Right, okay, so that's his story. We write a play.
Oh, God.
Okay, and we send it. No, hang on. I'll incriminate Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay.
Then he's going to be like, where do I go? What do I do? What do I do? I've got all this money. What am I going to do with it? Right? And we.
Maybe he just
then,
lived his
no,
life.
We then write a script.
Why have you got to incriminate him?
No, this is it, because he has to have a reason to run away from being Jean-Claude Van Damme. So. What? We incriminate him.
No!
I know, a poacher.
Then you just get arrested.
He's a poacher. Right, Elephant, he's tasked for ivory, right? He's getting them. We're telling him to get them.
Oh,
we're
my
feeding
God.
Him this information.
No, this is so convoluted.
We tip off the cops, right? Even though we're the guys, you know. So he's then under fire from the press.
This makes no sense.
We write a script that's perfect for him, but it requires him to be an elderly woman.
Is it just Mrs. Doubtfire, but on the stage? Do her totties set
basically,
on fire at one point.
Yeah, it's
cool. Well, no, your totties are on fire, and then, I'm on stage in 5 minutes.
He reads it, falls in love with it, and goes, "This is my out." And then we call him and go, "How about Jean-Claude Grandam?" And he goes, "Well, that's it." He then becomes Jean-Claude Grandam, and we save his career.
I see that.
And we get
all the
money.
But I think what would happen
all
in the first instance is that after a very, very shallow police investigation,
look at all this cash.
They would work out that we were behind the poaching report and all the dead elephants pretty fucking quickly.
We don't leave a paper trail. We don't leave a paper trail.
Shut up now. I've got my big stamp out. And look, it's not the accepted one.
Sign here.
It's the big red rejected.
Oh my God, can you imagine it? I think you should
We have an awful lot of stuff which we decide isn't good enough for the podcast. Which has a pretty low bar of content already. I think there's such a bad... We could get a lot of mileage out of our rejected characters.
JCGD. I mean, he's going to be great. He's going to be... Do you really think he's...
I think he's... Okay.
What have you got?
I've got... I can tell you how bad he is, because I've got one which is better than that and is still awful.
So, are you suggesting this becomes a thing?
Well, yeah. We could meet up every week and go through the characters which we thought we weren't going to tell each other.
Well, we effectively
about.
Do that anyway.
We do anyway.
But now...
No, but now it's...
Now it's official.
Now we can at least point to it and say, no, we know this stuff is shit.
Okay.
Here's my pitch.
Hit me.
All right. Hey, hello, Mr. Director.
Okay,
I'm wearing
on.
My
I've got to become the director.
Okay, getting your fag out. I've got my slutty top on, which you can see my.
I've got my glass of red wine.
You can see my cleavage, darling.
Oh, you've got your got your
got
your,
my tits
got,
out.
Got your, yeah. Hang on.
Very,
right.
Very little tit for me to play with down here.
So I'm going
to
be sitting in my
very furry tits. I have over
my
here.
Director.
No, you're
very furry. Tits.
Very furry tits. You are. No, you're just like my agent, and I've got a new comedy character.
Am I like a big cheese?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
You don't have to play with it too much.
Okay. No, I'm gonna.
I'm
gonna be called.
Let it never be said of Paddy Chalmers that he underacts any role.
Oh, I could be. Okay. So I've just rejected Jean-Claude Grandin.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. My name is Warren Wingert.
No. You're making this too complicated.
Warren Wingert genuinely is my great uncle. Great guy, Warren Wingert. Anyway, so. Okay, so I'm in my office. Okay, let me sit as if I'm.
What are you doing? You look like you're holding a,
hey,
a
whoa.
Bear.
Okay, I'm no, I'm just sat at my desk.
Can I do it already?
Yeah, money.
Okay,
desk.
So here's my character. Have you? I'm gonna when I have a child.
Larry Havelock, great to see you.
Hey, good to see you. We'll do our special Masonic handshake.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
A little tickle, a little dick
masons?
Tickle in the middle.
Are we Masons?
Yeah, now we're tickling each other's dicks. And,
okay.
Now, and now you know that I'm a cool guy.
Okay, hit me.
Because I tickled you.
What have you got for me, man?
So, okay, I imagine a small boy, an orphan, if you like, in Victorian England.
Like
what's
Oliver
his name,
Twist.
I hear you ask?
What's his name?
Sorry, I hear you ask?
Oh, what could this boy's name be?
His name is Bertie. Only Bertie. It's the only name he's ever been known by. It's quite a sad story to start with. He was left behind by his mother, who was addicted to pornography and had to flee Victorian England to look at trouser legs and tables where she could be in peace.
Okay.
And
his father?
Bertie, but non-existent. IVF, mate.
Oh.
Very forward-thinking.
JCGD.
No, I'm in vitro fertilization.
Oh, IVF. Okay. But Jean-Claude Brand.
Yeah, testy baby.
Yeah, Jean-Claude.
Not like, no.
Jean-Claude?
No, I feel
sorry,
like you're. Okay. I think
no.
Like you're distracted. From
I'm
the
sorry,
picture
I'm distracted.
You just saw.
Okay, so his name is Bertie.
Mangle Wingle.
Yeah, no, but
whatever
normally one of us says a clever pun on a name.
Here it is. All right.
Okay.
Here it is.
Okay.
The dream thing about Bertie, right?
Yeah.
Is he only has one name, but it is endlessly flexible because people start attaching prefixes and suffixes to it. They say, "Oh, he goes up one day. He's got a job as a chimney sweep," and they go, "Oh no, there goes Dirty Bertie."
And
then
it
next
rhymes.
Time, at every episode, he's got a different rhyme. And then next
and if
episode,
he's got wooden shoes, Bertie clogs.
No. Next episode.
Oh.
Next episode, he goes and works for a famous pimp. But he starts. He has a little wink and a tickle with all the prozzies, and he gets known as Flirty Bertie.
Oh my god. Okay.
Okay.
And, there could
and
be,
then
oh,
one week he gets caught out, and he gets really annoyed, and he gets called Shirty Bertie.
That's what I was going to say.
Or okay.
Oh, okay. And maybe one day. Oh, becomes a vicar. Oh, and he's Clergy Bertie.
That doesn't rhyme. No.
Okay.
And then okay. What about
okay.
What about? Here's a really good one.
Okay.
In one time,
I've got one.
He
okay.
Is,
don't worry.
He plays the brother of Ophelia in a famous production of Hamlet, and he's known as Laertes Bertie.
Oh. Okay, and one time, right, okay, he has to.
But every week is a different adventure.
He has
as
to.
As long as there's a rhyme.
I know, it's brilliant. I'm with you
yeah,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, come on.
He describes. Okay, one week, he has to disguise himself as a granddam. No, not the Jean-Claude thing, but
okay.
A granddam, right. And then when he enters, what does he do? Curtsy Bertie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so.
Nice curtsy Bertie.
Oh, so much mileage. Okay.
One week,
okay.
He goes to the Wild Wild West, and he masquerades as a can-can dancer in one of the old bars in town, and the entire episode is very serious, and it's done in quite a grim style, until right at the end, when one old prospector goes, "Here, that's one pretty birdie over there."
Pretty birdie. Oh, amazing. Okay. Or, he defects from the Wild Wild West,
yes.
Right, okay,
yes.
And he joins the Red Indians. Okay,
yeah.
And he becomes Yerty Bertie. And then he goes to festivals.
Like...
And he goes to festivals
oh, yeah.
And he's a wanker.
He's a wanker.
He's a total
always
wanker.
Taking a lot of MD.
Yeah, he just shows up and sits in
he's
his
got,
fucking
he's got those
yurt.
Fucking like stripy Kanye sunglasses, you know, like the bars across. And he's only there to see Groove Armada and Skrillex.
Oh god, what a dick.
And he kicks a 7-year-old when he's high on Xanax.
I already hate him.
There's one week, okay, when he gets into the orphan house storeroom,
yeah.
And eats all the jam, and he gets quite chubby afterwards. And as a result, the beadle starts calling him Girthy Bertie.
Girthy, you see, that doesn't rhyme.
But it's close enough.
It is close enough.
It's got
enough.
A T in it.
I'm going to give you this character. Okay. I think.
It's... What do you mean give me? You meant to reject it. The whole point of this video is to reject it.
No. It can't go on the podcast.
Please reject it, please.
No. Oh, my name isn't Warren Wingirder. I was willing to stake my opinion, my career on this. My name is Warren Wingirder.
Tune in next week when Warren will be dealing with two more shit ideas scraped from the bottom of the channel.
Two a week. Okay.
Two a week.
All right. A week.
We can manage two ideas.
An episode. Let's not say a week. People will start throwing shit again.
Next time, Warren. Where did you get all those geese?
I'll tell you, I'm the goose wizard. I can summon geese. I ate a load of drugs and it made me magic. I'm the goose wizard, but the geese won't die. And I can't control my powers because the geese are taking over. The geese have run amok. The geese have learned to improvise. Check out that goosey sound going. Flap, flap, flap. Flap, 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 flap. Geese.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I'm loving my dumbing and I think it's flap, flap.
Hello. It's nice to have a free song on the phone call.
Like I tried to call you and I was like, I was outside and I was like, well, if he doesn't answer, he'll answer in a bit or he'll call me back. So I haven't gone back yet. So I have to take my shoes off. And then, you know, it would just be a palaver, so I just stood out here singing.
Well, I mean, that's lovely, but, you know, woefully inefficient, I think, sadly.
Well,
how are you? What are you doing?
I am okay. I am at home with my folks.
Nice. How are they?
Had a lovely day. I set up a PA system in a garden centre. You know, it's all go.
You've done all the checklist of going home to your parents.
Oh yeah.
Number one, set up a PA system. Number two, spend an indeterminate amount of time in a wherever you were.
A garden centre.
You know, it's one of those places that as soon as you hear it, you forget about it. They're not really a memorable.
Oh,
nothing memorable happens in a garden centre.
Well, that's the thing. When I was a kid, I always remembered garden centres as being, like, quite a fun place to go, where it was kind of like, there were plants everywhere and dirt, and there was, you know, like, not, you know, there was food and toys, shit like that. But now, it's really, like, upmarket and filled with posh people. And, like...
Yeah, especially in Oxfordshire.
And also, bear in mind, like, I have holes in my trousers and a black eye, and I was walking around with, like, music equipment, whilst all these people are buying, you know, like, twigs made to look like, you know, Santa. And
Raphael work Santas.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just sort of, I was kind of awful. But no, Emily was doing music there today.
Okay.
And so I went along to kind of like, I sat in the little cafe.
Awesome.
Very, very expensive.
Very extraordinarily expensive.
And I managed to convince them that I was there doing the music, which I wasn't. But they gave me a free piece of carrot cake.
Oh, hello. Freebie carrot cake.
Yeah, man, what are you up to?
I'm just on the sofa with Zach. We are watching the football highlights from the day, catching up with all the goal mouth action. Oh, and there's a QPR. It's making 3-2. What a wonderful goal.
The Queen's Park.
Charlie Austin. What a man. What a beast. And put that away with...
What's he up to? Is he defending?
He's lurking on the edge of the penalty area for this corner. As it swings in, he has a lovely dallying little run. Ends up nodding it in with his little face there.
I mean, he sounds like a character.
He is one of the most extraordinary men in football. Do you know, he once wrestled a King Anaconda on the pitch when they played a Guatemalan qualification match.
I would know that, of course. I already know. You know, I've seen it all. People say to me, sorry, I've got a cigarette in my mouth and I'm trying to light it. But you know when you can't find your lighter and you've only got one hand?
Yeah.
And I'm saying,
what, Charlie Austin's there to pop up with a header and give you a new one. Kind of balances
like,
it on his nose like a sea lion. And it flicks it into your hand. Yeah, it's pretty when
What's the difference between a sea lion and a seal?
Well, a different species, I think, that is, fundamentally.
Isn't one just a nickname for the other?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought a sea lion was just like, you know, they'd call seals the lions of the sea.
Seals, the lions of the sea. No, that's not it at all. No, they're different. Seals are much smaller and sea lions are huge and they've got whiskers and tusks. And seals are quite small and cute. That's the official definition.
Seals are massive.
Seals are massive, mate. No, you get little seals.
Well, yeah, baby ones, but then a full grown seal.
No, like little seals. No, they're not.
They probably weigh as much as, you know.
They're basically, I don't know why you're finding it so hard to say, they are different animals.
What's the other one?
Walrus.
Oh, yeah. Manatee.
Oh, manatees. Manatees are a bit different. Walruses are great.
Otherwise known as the seals of the ocean.
Cow of the sea, mate.
Cows, big cows. Yeah, big cow, big cow. Big money, big fun.
And today, Kieran was down. My previous radio partner. Back before you. Pre-pads days when I used to frolic on the radio waves with
back
another man.
30.
Yeah, like a flirty birdie.
Flirty birdie.
Yeah, it's lovely, right?
Oh, yeah, you told me about flirty birdie.
I told you about flirty birdie earlier, in real life, mano a mano. And he was really lovely. He lives in Wales. He works at a Dylan Thomas kind of National Trust tea rooms thing, which is quite exciting. But he's trying to work like a researcher for film. He's trying to get into documentaries and all this stuff. He's kind of a budding John Ronson, I think.
Dylan Thomas is the Under Milkwood guy, isn't he?
Exactly, yes, fine Welsh writer. But it's really lovely to see him. We had a lovely catch up. We stayed in with Zach, and Zach cooked us all dinner, and then me and Kieran went down to the pub. It was lovely.
Did you go to the Carpenters?
Oh, of course we did. There's no other place to go in East London. They're Premier
Drinking
Establishment.
Well, I think the Beggars, all right, the one that we went to the other day.
Fine Beggars, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
The thing is, though, like there's no pressure. Once you found a lovely pub anywhere, there's never any pressure on you to try and find anywhere different ever. It's like as soon as you found somewhere satisfactory and homely and lovely.
That's the whole point of a local, isn't it?
Zach's just shouted, "Why would we ever want to go anywhere else?" Which, you know,
well, that's correct. I mean, I remember when I first moved to London, my uncle told me when I was looking for a flat, he was like, "It's more important you're close to a good pub than it is closer to a station."
Exactly.
It's like you can always get to a station, you can get a bus, you can walk there, like whatever, whereas if you don't have a good pub in your area,
you'll never be far away from
where the pub you're gonna drink.
Yeah, you'll never be far away from some kind of transport somewhere. Yeah, you can always get central from anywhere in London, for example. Having a good pub and a good like corner shop, and I think, you know, cynically, a big supermarket, big Tesco's, do your big shop, go and have a big shop location. What are you going to do about your big shop? You're going to have to go and do several little shops, and they're just not the same as a big shop.
I don't really shop.
Well, you don't. No, you just kind of gently accrue bollocks like over a long time.
I rely on things that people give me.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah. Sorry, Zach's just saying he agrees. I don't think Zach says he's never seen you go for a shop to buy stuff that sustains you for any kind of period of time, which I think is.
Go there and I'll go, what can I eat now? Salami.
What do I want now? I want ham and cheese and maybe a baby bell. And you would just buy those things. And the next day, of course, that's not what you want because you can't fucking survive on ham and cheese and baby bell every day. But yet have an enormous supply of it on day two.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that is one really nice thing about being back home for a couple of days. It's like, I've eaten so well.
Oh, I imagine. Both your parents are fantastic cooks, from what I remember, especially.
Oh, it's amazing. We just had a roast.
Yeah.
We just had the big kind of like, every time I come back to my parents' house, I get kind of like a big kind of inquisition.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, so how's comedy going? And like, I didn't fly off the handle.
How is
like,
that London?
I didn't get angry, but there was my sister's home as well. And because she, you know, is also in the industry, like, it kind of became like old school versus new school, and they were sort of like you know, why don't you go and you could retrain and learn how to do this, and you could get a job, you know, a full time job for the 9 to 5, and you know, like that nice boy Laurie, you know, and I was like,
he's got his head screwed on right,
like that's the thing, and then I ended up sort of actually explaining the comedy industry and how it worked, and it was really interesting because they were like, well, we didn't know that, so. You know, like instead of always feeling like I'm sort of being bollocked for being a comedian, no one else really knows how it works.
Yeah.
Like, So we had this like long conversation, and you know, sorry, this is like just a really nice little familial thing. You know, when you stand in the driveway outside my parents' house, you can kind of, you know, there's loads of windows, and depending on which lights are on, you kind of get a different view of the house.
And you can kind of tell who's on and who's in and
who's in and who's wondering that. And you can see from here, so the light in the room that I'm sitting, see, I don't have a room anymore.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm in one of the spare rooms.
How funny.
The light in my room's on, and you can see sort of my rucksack in the windowsill, and there's sort of various sort of cups of coffee sort of sitting there. And
all your associated bollocks.
There's my dad's office, which is dimly lit by his laptop screen, which he's currently looking at. But like, he's walking to the living room. The light's on in the living room. And this is 100% true. My sister is playing the piano. My stepmom is playing a flute. And dad is picking up his double leg.
Oh.
And they're just kind of, creeped up to the window. They've got sheet music in front of them.
Oh, my word.
I'm not sure if you can hear the gentle, I mean, the flute coming through quite a lot. Do you hear that?
Not quite, no. But you've got this, like, composed idyllic scene as if, like, you've been written into, like, a Dylan Thomas, beginning of a Dylan Thomas something before it all goes to shit.
Full circle, mate. Full circle.
Full fucking circle.
Oh, callback. Callback on the phone. Oh,
Dylan Thomas callback. Oh, imagine if we had to do literary callbacks. We'd never get anywhere.
It's fucking cold. Is it cold in London?
Oh, which is exceptionally cold. A real chill in the rare. I had nothing else to add. Yes, the temperature is lower than one might think. I mean, it is cold. I mean, that's all you need to know about the situation. It is fucking cold in London, despite, you know, the enormous number of people we have jammed into a little space. It is still freaking freezing cold.
Yeah, that's another thing my parents were poking at. They were sort of like, aren't you cold with those holes in your shirt?
It's a fair question, to be honest.
Yeah, and it's like, what about those holes in your jeans and your coat? It's not, I mean, it's falling apart, isn't it? And I'm just sort of like, yeah.
Well, these things
really
aren't true.
Buy some warm clothes. I'm like, yeah, that'd be great if I have some fucking money. but yeah, you know, and also in like New York, it's really freezing.
Bloody chilly.
Really, really get hold of.
Like, not funny how cold it'll be.
I think I might start wearing one of those deputy dog hats. You know, those ones with the little ear flaps.
Why is that a deputy dog hat? It's like a, you know, like a lumberjack hat.
Well, yeah, but I was called
deputy dog was not a lumberjack. He was a deputy.
Well, yeah, of course.
Idiot.
Like, still dogs.
He didn't wear a lumberjack hat. He was a deputy. Otherwise, he'd be a lumberjack.
Yeah,
that's how it works. Determinism.
I don't know what they're actually called, but I call them deputy dogs. They have, like and my stepmom calls them deputy dogs. Like,
oh, you're both fucking idiots, then.
They have ear flaps like a spaniel.
You do not have ear flaps like a spaniel.
No, but the hat.
But I'm saying you don't need to. Why would you have a hat to cover ear flaps when you don't have any ear flaps? Yeah, I understand that. I don't know. I just think it's. I'm just appalled at your decision here, Paddy. I think you've.
Right.
You've sold yourself short.
My hand has gone numb. I'm just going to swap. Side.
Sorry?
You know, my hand went numb. You know when you're holding a phone and it's cold and your hand kind of freezes in the position?
Yeah. I mean, maybe get some gloves, mate. Hug warm clothes again.
Well,
don't prioritise the deputy dog hat. Don't prioritise, you know, actually being warm rather than
fashionable. More important than gloves.
I don't think it is.
Hat's far more important.
No, yeah, I reckon gloves are more important.
No, well, a hand you can put into a pocket. A head you can't put into a pocket. You have
to. That's the stupidest thing
I've
ever heard
you say. Some kind of weird top pocket of your jacket that you can sort of.
Oh, maybe a hood.
Bury your head into it. Oh, God.
But also, gloves are more important because you need to do things with your fingers that require them to be out of a pocket, whereas your hat, your head, especially your head, is covered by an extraordinary amount of hair, which is pretty insulating.
Yeah, but then it's more interesting when it's inside a hat.
Yeah, that's true, but your hands are useless if you have to keep them inside your pockets all the time. Whereas if you...
No, but I have to take my hands out, to do things. But then, like, all the things I need to do would also probably require me taking off gloves.
Not if you're... Only because all the things you do are stuff like play guitars and use a touchscreen, which, you know, both require you to have your fingers up. But, like, if you're just, you know, out and about...
Out and about, just what? Like
just like doors? Fiddling with twigs. You can do that with gloves on. Or I tickling a badger. Or... You need gloves for that. Here's the things you do out and about in the winter.
Really? You can't use a lighter with gloves on. I can't use a lighter very well with gloves on as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's it. I'm just arguing that, you know, I never really wear gloves. And when I used to wear gloves, I used to wear the fingerless ones so that I could still use my fingers. Maybe I should get some fingerless gloves.
Oh, yeah, I just think they're always pointless, though, because the bit of my fingers that gets the coldest is the tips. And it's like, well...
Oh, no, mine's the palm.
the palm, I guess. It's literally palm.
I think it's my knuckle.
I don't know. You were saying goodbye before we started this conversation.
Oh, was I? Oh, yeah. God, I'm dead.
Are you sleepy boy?
I always think that I
sleep exponentially better at home. Like, not that
you
I
know
don't...
what it is, mate.
Why?
No, it is better bed.
I don't think it is, because my bed's not too bad. Your bed's not. I actually slept on your bed last night without your knowledge. I left a little present in there for you. In the form of a coiled
pool. Why did you sleep in my bed? Do you miss me?
I did. I just had to have your smell on me. I've been
away for 4 hours, and you decided that you had to nestle in my bed.
Oh, I miss his presence.
How did you find it?
It was really comfy, is what I was about to say. And your duvet's really nice as well.
I turned the mattress because, you know, when you sleep in the same place.
You're meant to do that really regularly.
Yeah, I do that like every couple of months.
Yeah, maybe more regularly.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a mattress topper for mine.
I want to do the same, but they're quite expensive.
They are. But I was going to say, my bed at home is definitely less comfortable than my bed here. But it's something about, it's probably a combination of being well fed. You probably go out and do a lot, so you may be a bit more tired. You know, physically tired in the evening, and maybe just the aura of, you know, homely love, which is, you know, you make very absent here with your constant, you know, berating and shithousery.
I'm not a shithouser. I know the band that piped up again, Janet's on her sleep.
Aww. Why don't you go and join them? How can you be sitting outside? Get on your geek, mate.
Oh, well, because, you know, like,
with LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
They were playing. I haven't brought a guitar with me. My guitars are all fucked.
Yeah.
I could play bass, but Dad's playing bass, and that would be, you know, I'd be doubling up.
He could play something else. They just chuck him off.
I could sing. I could sing like a slug.
Like some kind of like Mongolian throat singing. Yeah, like, you sound just like Louis Armstrong, mate. Ooh. Comments. No, also, I don't think that translates very well over the phone, but...
Louis Armstrong's Balladies. Potato, potato.
Yeah, no, he is more like that. I mean,
I really hurt to do that, though.
I'm smoking as well, so it's a bit...
Triple threat, mate.
Oh, man.
There we go. Well, I will see you tomorrow, then, at some point. We will watch Walking Dead and, well, maybe have a bit of dinner and catch up on all the changes that have happened in Castle Pelu. A barrel full of monkey hugs to you, my fine friend.
Barrow Monkeys.
Barrow Monkey Hugs, and I, in fact, who also says goodbye, will see you tomorrow.
All right, goodbye. Yeah, and have a nice time at home.
You too, have a nice time at home. Goodbye.
Oh, okay. You know what, I'll probably call you later on.
Why, just to hear my voice again?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll get bored.
Oh, well, maybe I've got stuff going on.
No, you don't.
You know, yeah, of course I don't. I'm just going to be wallowing in my own.
Have going on, because we're not in the same house.
Yeah, otherwise we'd be just, you know, like doing something together with Zach as well.
Like, I look down at my calendar today and it's like, oh, 11:45, lunch with Laurie. Oh, 12:45, Laurie and Pad's big adventure Tesco's. 1:30, Pad and Laurie's cigarette break time. 2:15, you know, and I realised that without you, I'm nothing. Just like that placebo song.
3:30, Pad and Laurie synchronized poo. You know, that's the highlight of my day.
In flat, single toilet.
No. It's when I'm at work and you're at home and we just have a synchronized poo and we text each other and we start exactly the same time. And if one of us finishes, you have to tell the other one and then they're not allowed to poo anymore. It's a fun game for all the family.
Yeah, we totally do that.
Yeah, we do. All right, yeah. Well, I'll phone you tomorrow for the synchronized poo.
All right, Captain Curtin. Make sure you cut the drape.
Will do.
Lots of love.
Goodbye, lots of love, goodbye.
See you tomorrow.
Lots of love, goodbye. Nice to speak, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Watch out for Clarence, he is a seagull. He's coming over for tea, so lock up your chips.
So I've got my catchphrase this week worked out. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Say something to me.
Okay. Oh, it's getting cold, isn't it?
In those pyjamas? Actually works, though, because you're wearing a dressing gown right now, doesn't it?
In the... Can I try?
Okay. Oh, God, I tell you what, those pigs
in
are getting
those pyjamas!
You can't interrupt me, can you?
Okay.
That's awful.
No, try again. I'll do it. I'll wait this time.
Okay.
No, you say something.
Oh, right.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Just give me anything, you know. It's like improv.
Well, I tell you, I'm not going to see Marjorie tonight.
In those pyjamas!
Yes, I mean, it's really, you've got the repartee going now, haven't you?
Yeah, no, I'm really good at it.
Back to the drawing board once again.
Sorry, I've been away for a few days, so it's nice to be sort of back in the chair.
Where have you been? Oh, of course, you've been back home, haven't you? You've gone to see your folks.
Mary Alverscott.
Mary, I thought that was the name of your parents. I know you're no
Mary and Alverscott.
That's what a lovely thing to have done. I went home, I think we talked about it on the podcast a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's just so nice to be... fed and watered and loved unconditionally.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, isn't it sweet?
It's nice not to be in London where everyone hates you.
No, it was really cool. Like, I went back, I stayed with my parents for a couple of days, and then I stayed with my brother and his
Brosif
wife.
Brosif with the Mosif,
Walter.
And he's got an extra Mosif at the moment.
He's got an extra Mosif with his wife, Jessica. They've had a little baby boy.
Oh, little Babbles.
The first tiny Jervis. He is called Jasper.
Hold me closer, tiny Jervis.
Count the babies on the highway.
No, that's gone very dark very quickly.
No, they're not dead.
Well, that would the implication of babies on the highway.
Yeah, no, they're
would
driving.
Be, that's even worse. They're going to cause.
He's
going to
be a driver on the highway. He's brilliant. So it's Walter, Jess, and Jasper.
Is he brilliant? Can he play Gallagher yet?
Yeah,
I bet he can't.
Yeah,
no.
He I've seen it. Top possibly, level, mate.
The only fact I know about Jasper is he's smaller than a cat.
Yeah.
And he's very long.
He is.
And he's got a slightly lumpy head.
Yeah, he's got a slightly lumpy head, which is evening out now. Actually, I think it's not fully even.
Yeah, as it does.
Yeah.
All the little plates are...
Oh, he's brilliant. He's so fat. He looks like a little Churchill. You know, a little cigar, planning wars and all that. He already learnt that. He's already learnt all the speeches that Churchill gave. He's learnt, you know...
So your brother's bringing him up in the Chervis tradition of being a staunch...
teaching him how to a staunch conservative. And he's absolutely brilliant. But yeah, I spent basically quite a long time... hanging out with him and looking after him and basically learning how to be a dad. Not in preparation.
But we do have some exciting news to share, don't we?
We do. We are having a baby otter. He's going to come out of my mouth.
Like in an amniotic sac.
No, Zach, he's going into labour, and I'll be there going... I like how you're trying to subtly light a cigarette as if it won't be picked up.
Don't smoke, Mum.
But yeah, like, it was amazing because basically I wanted to sort of help out for a couple of days because they've been parents for about 3 months and it is non-stop. And I know that sounds like such a cliche, but like, it fucking hell.
Yeah.
Like, the
you have to
shit,
do it in shifts, right?
The shit they go through.
I was about to say, the amount of shit.
The amount of shit. His shit's all up his back.
Yeah?
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, big shitty big, surprise big, big, for mum and dad.
Back, yeah.
Oh, what's it in you makes out of you that lovely little baby face?
No, that's the thing. He kind of looks at you right dead in the eyes.
Goes, oh, God, like, I've got something in here for you.
I've just shit myself.
And
it's wonderful.
Is he saying Scotch as
yeah,
well?
He's, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got a wee surprise for you, Walter. If you open me kicks,
I'll tell you what, mate. I might have just open shattle up my back. I'll tell you what. Good thing I'm not wearing a kilt because the carpet would be fucked.
He's a tiny little kilt. Tiny little Glasgow boy.
But I've been like helping them out and like they are constantly, like, I don't know, there's probably parents out there like who listen to this.
I bet we've got a huge demographic of parents,
huge demographic of parents. And like, but that's like, it's all the time and they haven't slept and they're getting up at, like, you know, they're getting up every hour in the night and Walter's still like working full time, so he's coming back and you know, it's crazy. So I thought I'll go around, I'll stay and I'll help.
And you made it even more madcap than
the capers that ensued.
Was it Home Alone with and Jasper?
No, like, they got home from where I'd been looking after the baby and they stood on baubles that I'd made out, a little toy cart, and I had a tin of paint attached to a rope that I threw at my brother's head,
which would have definitely killed him.
Yeah, and then I filled the sink
Haley Joel Osment,
and I filled the sink with, like, you know, your tissue and flooded it. What was
it's
it
not
like,
Haley
kitchen
Joel
sink
Osment,
bandit?
Is it? It's the other one.
It's not him.
The other child actor went weird.
What's his name?
Macaulay Culkin. Yeah. There we go. But anyway, you had a nice time at home.
Sorry, I had a lovely time, and I learned how to care for a baby.
Good. And
seriously. I learned how to change a nappy. I learned how to...
Oh, I was going to say, because you've not had little brothers and sisters, have you? I did all this when I had my little siblings.
You've learned all of this
Bruce,
already.
Really. Yeah, because Flora was, you know, I was only four. I wasn't really expected to do an awful lot, other than, you know, not kick her. But with Rubes, I had to do all that stuff. And it's really, it's a really horrible insight into someone, isn't it? Oh, I've seen you shit on my hands. Our relationship forever is going to be it's going to be defined by the moment I met you and then you shit all on my arm. Great.
But like, you're more prepared than I am to be a father.
I mean, like marginally though.
Yeah.
I've forgotten it.
Yeah.
All.
Yeah. Why not? But like, yeah. But like, you got to do that, and I never did that. So I mean, Wald probably did it to me. You know, to an extent, but like, and he
still does it now, bless him.
And he learns it off. Yeah, he does. He looks after me like a sort of rogue infant.
When you shit all over the place, shit all up, clean it up.
But it's brilliant.
I'm on a bad one, Walter.
I'm lying there, kind of wiggling.
And you won't tell him what's wrong. He's like, have you done a poop?
No.
And like, and I won't eat my dinner. And instead, I just and I just sick up afters everywhere. a little he goes into the bathroom, never to be seen again. But what I'm trying to say,
yes,
is that being a parent is hard,
it's tough cheese, man.
And like, I learned how to tie one of those swaddling papooses.
Oh, I don't know. See, that's advanced baby.
Oh man, yeah. I was all up in their grill. You know, I was
up in the papoose grill.
I learned how to, you know, like fold the baby chair and like carry the baby.
I learned how to fold the baby. You can stow him into an overhead locker.
Exactly. Instead of, you know, like classic kind of TV pose when you hold a baby, is you have both arms and you sort of
head one under the head and one under the body.
Exactly, and you sort of rock them or whatever.
Out the window.
Way better way.
Okay.
Right? You hold out one arm like a sort of perch that a parrot would sit on.
You make him sit like a falcon.
That's it.
On your arm.
He sits on your arm and
you feed him mice.
Their back and head rests against your chest, but then you just need one arm. The baby's just sat there like on a little chair.
Okay.
He's just swinging his legs, you know, probably pooing. He's
got free reign to poo at will.
There is nothing like feeling a child
shit on you.
Because it's not, you know, it's not because of the nature of nappies. You don't get shit on yourself. The baby suddenly, even though it's the same weight, the baby somehow gets heavier
because it's redistributed. Yeah. There's probably some psychologist going to be listening to this. It's a kind of classic Freudian example of two men who are not, you know, at a point in their lives where they're about to have children, and all we can concentrate on is how funny it will be when the baby shits everywhere.
Oh, it's so
fuck
not
all
funny.
The love and, you know, the staying up late at night. All we find funny. Is the pool.
It is the least funny thing ever seen. But basically, anyway, what this is leading me into something quite nicely. I've got a little surprise for you.
Is it a baby?
I brought him.
Is it
with
a poo?
Can you imagine if I revealed that I nicked him?
Or even worse, if you revealed that you'd left a little treat in your trousers. Oh, okay. And yeah. Live on the podcast, you're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. But like, no, I brought Jasper with me. I just took him out of a little. Here he is. live on the air.
I'd be amazed. I'd also be quite worried. Oh, your brother would be more worried.
You'd have, to call someone. That would be the point that I finally cracked. If I steal a baby,
you're done.
That's when you have to
white
really
vans
get
coming
involved.
Around.
Like, you have,
I mean, I've been on the verge before.
Do you reckon you could section me? Do you reckon that's something you could do?
I don't know. I mean, Peep Show would lead me to believe that it's quite easy to section someone. I imagine they'd need more than my word. And as soon as they looked up that I'm your comedy partner, they'd be like, oh, he might be taking the piss here.
Whereas I'm actually like holding a steak knife to you.
Yeah, they wouldn't believe you. They'd be like, oh, this is one of your funny schemes, isn't it, YouTube? No,
we've heard you on that podcast.
He's killed before and he's about to kill again. No.
No.
Because that's how famous we are.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Exactly.
Well, what's the treat? Sorry.
Right, the treat is, now, basically, I don't know when we recorded it, but like, I think on a podcast, we've certainly talked about it before, maybe on a podcast.
We definitely have, yeah, on the podcast.
Like, basically, is this thing Radio Smile?
Yes.
Right. So, Radio Smile is, it was the radio show that my brother and sister came up with when they were very little. And I sort of tried to get involved, but was very young at this point. They were sort of, you know, between the ages of sort of 7 and 10.
You're the assistant producer throughout.
And that's the, yeah, I was coffee. Just, I'm on the cans, just going, no, do it again, I'll shit all up me back. You know, and I'm sorry. But anyway, I was talking to my brother about it whilst I was staying with him, and I was sort of saying, like, God, do you remember Radio Smile? And we used to record it onto those cassettes and, like...
Yeah, on those lovely, like, square cassette players with a little microphone.
And you had side ones, and the whole idea was, like, making your own radio show. Yeah. It was really exciting. Now, he said, funny you should ask, because you should get in contact with Emily, my sister. She has the original script...
Oh, wow.
...from episode one of Radio Smile.
You don't have.
And I have printed off...
Oh my God, mate.
One script each.
Look at this, is brilliant.
Yeah, man.
Did they computerise them, or did you have to type them out?
I think they were probably computer on Windows 95.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, on the original word processor kind of thing on that. And so we have...
This is so intricate. This is way more planned than our stuff, isn't it?
Oh, man. Like, these are full scripts. Now, basically, the thing is, I'm not really in the script because I'm at this point a balance.
You're superfluous.
But I've actually got the original script here, and I thought we could do it as sort of a radio play on the podcast for the first time. Now, the characters are...
Okay, what's my motivation?
Okay, hang on. We have to decide who's who. We have to decide who's who.
Okay, I've got my little pencil, my little tiny accent glasses on. I've got my sherry. I'm ready. Talk us through this, darling.
Yeah, you're
what
wearing
we, what
like
are we
a,
thinking?
Like a black T-shirt.
Oh, darling, you know, I've come straight in from Montreal, and really, they don't do things well over there. So, I mean, love you. Just take me through this shit, will you? Come on.
Okay, darling. Well, look. The characters are Walter... Who is my brother?
Know him.
Now he's a happy-go-lucky.
Luppy?
Happy.
Happy-go-lucky
scamp. He's a happy-go-lucky scamp.
Like you're speaking Icelandic.
I'm Sarah Milligan. And he's a happy-go-lucky scamp.
Oh, yes.
And I love him. And he comes in the morning and he gives me some peanut M&Ms. And you know what? That's what makes me happy.
That's my Sarah Millican impression. I love Sarah Millican. Sorry. So that's Walter. He's happy-go-lucky. He's a
Sarah sap. Millican.
He is me, but
Sarah
older.
Millican.
Okay. But younger, because he's...
Younger Sarah Millican.
Yeah, he's a young Sarah Millican. Then we have Emily, my sister. Now, she's kind of the executive producer as well, because she was...
Loosh.
She's a bit cool.
Like,
very good at singing.
She's Zoe Ball.
Yeah. Oh, she's wonderful. Okay. She's just, you know, she is very much this generation's Joan Cusack. and next we have Edward. Now, I can't remember Edward's last name, but he was definitely like an old family friend.
Okay, okay.
So let's assume that Edward is kind of... He's Edward's
serious?
DJ. Yeah, he's holding...
Oh, but he's Mr. D... Oh, can I be Edward, please?
Okay, you can be Edward. All right. So that and the fourth character is Alex. Now, I don't know who Alex is.
No.
I mean, Alex sounds great. I'm pretty sure
he
Alex
appears
is a
to
boy.
Be a phone-in. A phoner-inner.
Okay, well, I'll be Alex.
Okay.
I'm going to play Walter.
Okay, and I'll be... Shall I be Emily,
and
then?
You be Emily. That means you're very much in charge, as with most of the podcast. There are going to be scenes between Emily and Edward which might get quite confusing. You just point to me if you need to take over, and I'll point to you. Okay.
Let's do it.
But basically, let's do it.
I'm sorry. Okay, no, I'm not going to... I can't spoil
it.
Don't
look through
There's
the
script. There's some great
surprises. We're going cold. Okay, we're going to go in cold. I'm just going to introduce it. There was a jingle. Okay. Radio Smile. Side one. No, because it was cassette tapes, right?
So it says radio.
Contradiction already.
Radio side one. So it says Smile. Side one. Okay. On air for the first time, it's Radio Smile.
Radio Smile.
The radio station that's here for you.
Is it for depressed people?
We're here for you. It's hospital radio. The radio station that's here for you. And then it says piano jingle.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Do-do-do-do-da-da-da.
That's too long for a jingle.
Okay, fair enough. Radio Smile. Okay, go.
If you have any requests, suggestions, or feel like a friendly chat, please call us on, I don't know if this is a real number, 11111223.
Now for a little music. And then it says, music, Seven Seas of Rye.
Ah, Queen song straight on.
Seven Seas of Rye. Okay. Big Queen fans. Okay, all right, okay. And that's
it. Seven Seas of Rye! That's the end.
That was a song by Queen, but we're not going to tell you the title. Because we're running a competition which involves you listening and phoning in after you've heard us play other Queen songs today.
Nice, setting up the feature.
You'll have to tell us the title of the songs, and you could win a fab prize.
Yeah, fab.
I don't know what the fab prize is.
And Alex says, there'll be a total of four Queen songs, so wait till you've heard the fourth and then get ringing.
Piano and voice jingle. Okay, it's piano and voice.
Go.
I'm going to sing it. Okay, you give me some chords. Da-da-dum-da-dum-dum. It's time to visit Felicity in her flying machine today. I say, Felicity, tell us now, what do you have to say? So that's Felicity. Felicity, okay.
Okay,
She's in some kind of helicopter, okay?
Okay,
you go for it.
It's you. You're M. Oh, no, I'm M.
Yeah. Okay.
Give me some backing helicopter.
Okay.
Hi, it's Felicity here. There's been a hold-up on the QE2 because of the reappearance of the Loch Ness Monster in Belgium. This is so written by kids. Also, hold-up on the M98 was caused by the Queen walking past and everyone wanted to attract her attention, so they stopped. Obviously, it should be gone soon. Now back to the boys.
Wow.
Okay, another
piano voice jingle.
Okay.
Put a smile into your day, the Radio Smile way. Any complaints or requests, we'll gladly take today. Dum dum dum, it's news time. The headlines today are minor chord on a guitar. Okay, you.
Ring.
The Loch Ness Monster has resurfaced in Belgium, causing national panic. You can see already the surreal gags are coming out here.
I can see where the germ for surrealism comes from.
National panic. John Major has passed wind in an extremely loud manner, resulting in the resignation of Virginia Bottomley.
Loads of this for pod shambles. Brang, minor chords.
Archaeologists have discovered a missing page of the Bible, which is believed to go at the beginning.
Brang.
We have the full story later today.
Major chord. Brang.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's really nice. It's a nice touch.
Okay, great.
Go for it.
Well, we've got a caller on line one. Hello, what's your name and where'd you come from?
It's ellipsis. It's Rupert from Berkshire.
Hi, Rupert. You don't mind if I call you Rupert, do you? A completely unrelated shortening of your name, which no one uses, Rupert.
You don't mind if I call you Rupert? No. Yes, I most certainly do. I'm just phoning in to ask if you could play Rave On by...
Dot, dot, dot.
By...
Dot, dot, dot.
Ahem. Pardon me. Dot, dot, dot. Buddy Holly. Ahem.
Are you asking for a sex thing? Is that what the implication is there?
I think I'm asking for a sex thing.
Have you got any? Got any rave on?
Sure thing, says Emily. We're here to brighten up your day on Radio Smile.
Yeah. I've listened to that jingle and it goes, Radio Smile. Yeah, it is that. Okay, music.
And then Rave On by Buddy Holly.
So they just play that.
Well, that was Rave On by Buddy Holly, as requested by Rupert. She's gone very formal all of a sudden.
Guitar
Rupert.
And voice jingle. Da-da-doom-down.
You're listening to Radio Smile.
Grrr.
That's really good.
Music. Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Brackets, first few bars.
So, da-da-da-dun. 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 Again, you've ruined it, by the way.
Oh.
Well, did you hear that? That was the first extract from our new competition.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the day, two competitions, bear in mind. Throughout the day, we'll be playing other famous extracts from famous classical pieces. So, when we tell you to get ringing, you can call in to try and tell us the names of the extracts of the pieces.
Nice repetition of extracts of the pieces over and over again.
Yes. Well, now we've got a caller on line 5. Hello, what's your name and where'd you come from?
I like how we've skipped 4 lines. We've just got gone straight to line 5.
Oh, I see. So I thought you meant in the script. I was like,
No. Line 5. Here we go. Why not? Okay.
Yeah, because it's so busy, mate. We've got to keep
on. Oh, yeah, come on. I mean, they're just calling in.
Hello?
Hello? Well, I just wanted to phone in. I just wanted to phone in for a friendly chat about the weather. It's frightfully sunny outside, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is.
I've got to be scouse, by the way.
Yeah. Maybe drop that.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, that must be the shortest call we've had all day.
Well, now we're going to announce our third competition of the day. How many competitions is necessary? Our third competition of the day. It involves you writing or recording a jingle. We should take some notes from this.
Yes.
And if you live nearby, you can just drop into our studio and we'll play it.
No, we can't do that. I have all the weirdos queuing up.
So we want some jingles for Radio Smile because really, to be quite honest with you, ours aren't very good. And we're sure you could do much better. Do you agree, Felicity? Because Felicity's just come back from her flying machine.
Oh, yes, I certainly do. I mean, I certainly can't think of anything that would be suitable for Radio Smile.
So you think that they should really get writing and get recording and drop it in? Should be a good fun. Good fun, shouldn't it?
Now, that is because...
That's a rejected Brucey line. That was because one of our favourite jokes as kids was, suits you, sir, suits you. Oh, nicely. Does it suit you?
Yeah.
Suits you. And so we used to write jokes that went, da-da-da-da, da-da, da-da, da-da-da-da.
Oh.
And that's what that was trying to be.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, yes, get writing, get recording, get ringing, and get sending. We'll play a few of the jingles later, says Emily.
Thank you, okay.
That's a new band, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you, okay. Now for our second Queen song.
Okay, well, the blah, blah,
blah. And then piano and voice jingle. Diddle-doo-da. Jingles. You're listening
That's
to...
me.
Oh, sorry.
You're listening to Radio Smile. Now we have the first entry to our jingle competition.
Piano and voice jingle here. Okay.
Okay.
I'll do lines 1 and 3.
Okay.
I'll do lines 1 and 3. You do line 2. Okay. I like Radio Smile because there's music and
there's all sorts of things. There's competition and there's things like that.
It's excellent, so listen to it now. Tune in.
That's quite good, yeah.
That was a wonderful jingle from Susan Trent in Worcestershire. Another jingle's dropped in through our, our letterbox. So here,
knowing a wink.
Here it goes. Tambourine and voice. So, okay, so you do 1 and 3. And
is
I'll
it Noel Gallagher?
Okay.
Don't listen to Radio 1.
Don't listen to Radio 2.
Cause Radio Smile's the one for you and me.
Sorry about that. That was a misfunction. That was a misfunction. That was another fantastic jingle from Matthew Smith from Newcastle upon Tyne. Music. Dvorak's Fifth Symphony.
Don't stop saying it. It's the competition.
Oh, music.
No, that's morning.
Somewhere out there.
No.
It's like
the New World Symphony.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, cor anglais. Anyway.
Well, that was the second extract in our classical competition.
Right, you're listening to Radio Smile, and we've got another caller on line 6. So who's speaking? Who is it on the hut? On the line, and where do woo come from, please?
My name's Susan Tyrrell, and I come from Trent.
Trent?
Another one from Trent.
Another Trent, Susan. We've had another on of those before. Are you any relation to the other Susan who lives in Trent?
I've no idea who she is. Sorry, I can't help you.
Okay, well, what would you like to talk about?
Well, it's just my primroses. You see, I went into the garden and I was trying to kill the weeds on them, and I managed to somehow make them look a bit weedy. What can I do?
Well, we'll have a go. We'll have to go and call in our garden correspondent.
Oh, brilliant.
I'll tell you what. We have to give him a bit of notice, but he'll come back later in the day, and we'll give you a call back
We've taken your number already. Our receptionist has taken it, so...
Were you the receptionist?
So we'll call you back when the garden correspondent comes in, okay?
He got that through in the end.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. I do need help. Thanks.
Shit, maybe wow. It is. But,
yeah. I think it is.
Yeah. Thank you. Goodbye.
Right, now it's back to our jingle competition with a rather interesting jingle, says Emily.
Radio Smile!
That was the rather fascinating jingle from Simon Fields in Canterbury.
Are all of them called Simon and Susan?
Simon and Susan.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Simon. That sounds sarcastic.
Yeah.
Later on in the programme, we have a super guest. Oh, no, sorry. I thought you meant like a superhero. We have a super guest coming in to judge your lovely jingles. It's none other than Toby Anstis from CBBC. And the winning jingle we put over the Radio Smile programme later in the week. Toby Anstis, what a...
Wow, I mean, that is a blast from the past. Okay, music.
I've been my juice time after time, etc.
Piano and guitar jingle.
It's the Seinfeld.
Hi, welcome back to Radio Smile. Music. Gardener's World.
I can't remember that. The music goes.
Gardener's World is the fun one for your grandma and gardening. And whoop, Grandpa's fallen in the trench that we buried him in.
That's the end. Okay, right. Hello, my name's Rose Thorne.
Great name for garden
classic.
Correspondent.
Yeah. I'm a garden expert, but on the radio you might call me a garden correspondent. They could have made a good Guardian correspondent joke there, but they didn't. Now, Mrs. Whatever your name is,
prick.
Nonplus, what is your problem with your primroses then?
So casual.
So casual.
Yes, I'm Susan Tyrrell, yeah?
God, it's got really fucking... Yeah. It's just like a Mike Lee play at the end of it.
Exactly.
It was my primroses, you see. I put some weed killer on to kill the weeds, and they kind of went a bit weedy. What do I do?
Well, dear, you're supposed to put...
Oh, that sounds patronising.
Well, dear, you're supposed to put the weed killer on the weeds, not on the plant.
Oh.
And have you remembered to put them in soil?
God, be a little shit your brother is.
Oh dear, I planted them in sand!
In sand?
Oh, never mind, thanks for your advice.
No trouble, dear. Bye bye. Gardener's World ends.
That's the stage direction.
That's it. Gardener's World.
It's over now!
Hello! Another. Okay, all together. Oh, yeah.
Another satisfied customer on Radio Smile.
And now for our final song in our Queen competition. But unfortunately, we have lost the disc. So we're going to have to play it by ourselves. See ya, here it is.
Oh, they do the whole of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, fuck. And it continues under speech. Okay, all right, okay. You start, okay.
What, Bohemian Rhapsody?
Well, yeah, we're not going to do all of it.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
It's so open shameful. Have you got it yet? Oh, come on. Get thinking. Bohemian Rhapsody ends. That'll do. Wow, that's too many. Very good. I hope you got that. Sorry it wasn't quite up to scratch. But I'm sure you got the general gist of the idea. So, we have now played all four songs in our Queen competition. It just remains for you to phone in, tell us the names of them, and you could win a fab prize. Haven't given a phone number yet.
No. No, it was right at the beginning. It was 1-1-1-2-2-3-3-3.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't repeat it, which is the first... I learned that at student radio. You have to say the phone number every fucking 5 minutes.
We should get a phone.
We could get one.
We could get a phone.
We've got a phone line.
Yeah. We could just...
Maybe we should not put this in the podcast. Yeah.
No. Anyway. Piano, guitar, and voice jingle. Okay.
Radio Smile.
Right. Now we have a caller who thinks they know the answer to the Queen competition. Spread chord, that is.
Well, actually, I don't know the first one. Nor the second one. But I did know the third one. Was it? No, it's... It have passed me. But the fourth one, I can definitely get. Was it row?
And it just ends.
And that is the end of the script.
That's a bleak ending. Well, I can heartily say.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that was marvelous. The first ever episode of Radio Smile, and rebooted.
And it's very easy to see from these humble beginnings how they both ended up being, you know, fantastic entertainers for millions of people around the world.
It's amazing. This was written 20 years ago. This is a piece of history here.
What does it make you think, Paddy? Right, when you consider what your brother and sister come on to do, and we are basically just doing this.
We are doing this.
What they did when they were six. we're doing. That's our. This is what we want to spend the rest of our lives doing.
Yeah. And
kind of puts it in perspective. And
it does
probably
feel...
arguably they did it better.
I mean, they did a fantastic job. If you'd like to hear more of Radio Smile,
do dial into
1-1-1-1-1-1-1-2-2-2-2-3-3. We didn't even rehearse that, and it just flowed.
It just flowed so naturally.
Yeah, so just call in and give us your... Oh, and if you're called Susan or Simon, apparently...
Oh, you're one of a kind!
One of a kind. Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for being a part of that.
Well, thank you so much for being there. It was so lovely.
I might see if I can get hold of episode 2.
I think you should.
And if not, I might write it.
I was just playing it back, you bloody prick.
Oh, yeah, I know. This is Jez over at Toilets For You. I just got Jez, the order
listen,
buy 100 listen. Toilets because you need all of them because you move too much.
Jez, look, I don't want to bring this up again, but I heard about your wife, Jez. You don't need to.
Oh, no, wife five. She wasn't crushed by toilet. No,
yes, she was.
Jez,
you want to talk to someone?
I passed
you want
that
to talk to someone about it? I'm right here.
I didn't mean to kill her.
Jez, I know you didn't kill her, okay? I know that it might have been your fault that you tried to balance a toilet on a Toblerone stack, but, you know, you can't blame yourself for that.
Yeah, where mugger pulled the toilet.
You do need to stop talking like some kind of toilet merchant. And
do you need toilet?
For God's sake, come home.
All right, Dave. I'll come home.
Goodbye.
Bye.
No,
fuck your mum.
Hello.
No, fuck your mum right up.
Welcome to the outro.
Shut your fucking hole, fucking cake lord.
Laurie can't join us.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Because he has work tomorrow morning, and it's been rather a stressful day so far.
Yeah.
So, filling in for him, he's very helpfully sent along emerging rock star Falcon Vendetta. Yeah. Who is here to join me? He's very loud.
Okay.
He's here to join me for the outro.
Okay, he's just
taking a call, which is mighty useful because this is time on my watch.
Fuck you, Mom.
But yeah, he's going to be a demon.
Ready for me?
Yep, come on over.
Okay, has someone done my makeup?
So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Falcon Vendetta.
Oh, shit, I ate a big old sandwich for lunch.
That's great news.
How you doing, buddy? Hey!
Oh, good. Oh.
Yo!
So
what is this?
It's a podcast.
Podcasting! Oh, man. Hey.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I'm
to
ready
have
now.
You. Okay.
I'm ready to go.
Well, we've actually been going for a good...
Have you got that girl to do my makeup for me? Because I think I look pretty.
You know, it's funny because a podcast is all audio.
But I'm on camera, man. I can't be on camera without no fucking makeup.
No, the thing
makeup.
Is... You're
I'm
not
sorry.
On camera.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm really sorry. I'm not letting you do your work. I'm shitting all over your grandmother.
Yeah, no,
please.
I mean, that's too far. But, okay, right.
I wouldn't want to shit on your
grandma. Don't worry.
I'm sure
it's fine.
She's
like,
fucking
you're new
great.
To this. You're new to this. Anyway,
that's fine. Hey, what is that?
That's the mic.
Oh, fuck you.
No, you will, what?
Carry on.
Okay, right. Well, okay. So I welcome to the hot seat.
Hey, how you doing?
No, I haven't. Let me. Okay. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna. Okay.
You know, I've done this before, and can
I'm
just
sure
say,
you have. I'm sure you
I
have.
I can tell. You are kind of new at this shit.
No, I'm not. Christ. Okay.
Hey, man, do you want to see...
No, I'm fine. Sorry. I'm being... Anyway.
Well,
look,
you should be.
Don't worry. Okay, it's cool. Okay. Please welcome to the hot seat, Falcon Vendor. So, Falcon, it's a pleasure to have you.
Take your fucking hat off me.
Okay.
But it's great to be here, man. I'm so psyched to be on Gob Shambles.
No, it's Pod Shambles.
What?
It's Pod Shambles.
That doesn't even make any sense, dude.
It does. It's a podcast.
Okay, podcast potato. You got me.
Really threw me off there, Falcon. I mean, podcast and potato is two totally different things.
Whoa, it's like the you know, how, you know. Do that again, I've got a great bit. Okay.
sorry, fuck. I keep laughing. It's just I heard a joke earlier about just a very unfortunate...
Well, fuck you, man. But it's the same thing, you know. Potato, tomato. It's like that guy, you know, Nick Armstrong said in that song when he was on the moon and he was there and he sang the song. You know, it's all the same shit, man. You fucking British fags.
Whoa. Hang. Okay. First, we don't use that word here.
Well, it's what you use for when you put a thing in your mouth and you set it on fire, huh?
Well, yeah, I actually
you
suppose
are
that's true.
Like a dirty little nicotine.
Okay.
And I hate it.
Right. But anyway, it's great to be here, dude.
Yeah, it was.
I fucking love it. I love your hair.
Thank you. It's fucking great.
Yep. I've seen it on a dog.
Yes, you have. An Afghan hound. I've been compared to that before.
So you look like a dog.
So, yeah. So, Falcon.
A pooch.
You're a poochie. Great. Poochie pooch. You're here today.
Woof.
Yeah. Dogs. To help me out.
It's just my joke, man. I'm sorry. I'm just joking.
What's going on?
Hey, where's that Larry guy? I heard a lot about him. Whoa, have you seen his ass? Dude, where'd he get that ass? I want that ass right now.
Larry's ass.
I want that ass. Does he jazzercise? I feel like he jazzercises a lot. I've seen tone like that before.
He doesn't.
But I've not seen it on an ass through, you know, say, long distance biking, marathon shopping.
I think he just walks and runs and he does sort of...
I think he got that ass from, you know, something special.
No, genuinely
that
just...
Got a good diet.
Special butt. Laurie is unfortunately in bed.
Yeah, well, fuck him because I'm here. It's quite. What's the first question? You got callers? You got emails?
We don't have callers because it doesn't.
Fuck you, buddy.
No, it doesn't. It's just no. I mean,
fuck
I'm not
you.
Saying,
you know what I did? You know what I did today? I sold a million fucking albums today. What the fuck did you do?
Hey,
big guy.
Well,
you didn't sell out an album. Oh, no. Hello, my name is Paddy from Pod Shambles, and I didn't sell any albums in England, did I?
Fucking idiot.
Is that your British accent?
Anyway, yeah. It's fucking immaculate. You know, my mother was a Carter British.
I mean, that's obviously why you have such a good track record of accents in films.
Yeah, well, thank you, buddy. That's a kind compliment for you.
Yeah, no, we...
So what are we talking about? My music? You want to talk about my, you know, my girlfriend, Demi? What do you want to chat about? I'm all yours. I'm all ears for you and your fans.
I mean,
you know?
It's not really a question-based bit. It's more sort of basically this goes at the end of the podcast.
Right. My publicist told me that I'd have to do this shit for 5 minutes and I could fuck off. And if you don't have any questions, I'm gone.
Well, no, it's just
like, I'm fucking gone, man.
I do have some questions actually.
Okay.
Okay. How does it feel to be here in Britain?
Oh, it feels swell, man. I love Britain.
Great.
I love
the Queen. No, that's good. That's good.
I love corgis. I love that cutesy little shit you got going on downtown. Yeah, fucking love it.
Okay, well, those are more kind of...
Corgis are great.
Those are stereotypes sort of attached to the British public and how
we are. I don't like your tone.
No.
I don't know what you're saying, and it makes me mad.
Okay, well, like, no, it's not an affront. It's just, what have you actually enjoyed about real Britain, about real London?
I mean, I went to a pube. That's what you say, huh? Pube.
A pube.
I had a couple of pints down the pube. What even is a pin anyway? I had like a cola. Like, is that the same shit? Fuck that. I don't know.
I'm just struggling as to how you would get
down
that
the pube.
I don't know how.
With all my mates down the pube.
No, that's great. I'm sure down the pube.
The fuck are you laughing at?
I'm not. I'm
down
sorry.
The pube.
I was thinking about. I saw
pube.
A very funny toad cross the road earlier,
the
and
fuck
it reminded
is a toad,
me of a
man?
Joke.
Are you taking the piss?
A toad's like a British,
I know what that
it's
means.
It's like a British frog.
I know what that means. Oh, a British frog.
Yeah.
Oh, a British frog. What? Dressed in a little hat. With shoes and a cane. Fuck you, buddy. I'm fucking out of here.
Okay.
Fuck this shit.
Okay,
I don't need this.
Okay.
Deborah! Where's my bagel?
Okay. That was quite an event. Well, that's the end. So, thanks for listening. Falcon will be joining us again. But no doubt. I mean, I'm sure I'll rebook that. Email us at podshambles@gmail.com, you know, at podshambles at Twitter for, yeah, and you can get Falcon's new album, Fuckstorm USA, from all good retailers and all poor retailers. Thank you very much. See you next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Position
testing on the Starship Enterprise.
Oh.
To Boldigo, where no man has gone before.
Well, we
Captain it. Spock, you have the deck.
Yes.
What is your command?
My command is...
Oh, watch out! Your ear just got me in the eye.
Go forth and be plentiful.
That's crap.
That's mate. What he says.
That is not something you can command.
I'm trying.
That requires someone. That requires me to meet up with a sexy alien lady.
Command
then
shift
to,
sexy.
Then to
command,
bang them and then to
option.
Have fertile offspring.
Command alt delete. Control alt
delete. Have you watched any Star Trek?
The command center. Help, I'm on the bridge.
What the fuck are you
Data,
doing?
Data, quick. Yes?
You're mixing up a series of Star Treks now.
Well, I didn't mention any names.
You said Data!
I was talking about M megabytes.
This is over.
Trial
Take two. This time we're back on Tatooine. Anakin, what's the command?
Quick, Skywalkers. Get me into...
Skywalkers. Okay, there's only ever one Skywalker.
Oh, no, because...
No, true.
No, hang on, mate. Right. Okay. Hang on. Because there are multiple films,
and different Skywalkers appear in the films.
There are a total of two Skywalkers in the entire opus.
Yeah.
By the time that Luke Skywalker is a fixture, he's Darth Vader, Anakin. So there's only ever one. Usually. So you're just wrong.
I'm playing down my knowledge of Star Wars for the purpose of humour.
No, bullshit, you're just an idiot.
Skywalker. Oh. Captain Jar Jar, beam me up.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.